Prayer for Taking the Next Step, written by Alicia Headley and read by Kelly Givens. And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31:8. Sometimes we allow fear from stopping us from taking the next step. Maybe you feel God calling you to step into a new career, into ministry, a new relationship, new church, new city, or a new group of friends. Maybe you feel so strongly that God has spoken to you, but the fear of the unfamiliar seems to far outweigh the action of taking the next step. You believe God is trustworthy, yet you're content with where you're at, so you sit back and stay where you are rather than take a bold next step. Do you know every hero we read about in the Bible did not know what was on the other side of that next step as well? We know the ending to their stories, but at the time, they did not. In today's scripture, Joshua's life helps us understand that he was given assurance before he led God's children to their promised land. Before he took the next step, God told him, "I will go before you. I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Joshua did what he knew he could not do. Like us, he was told in advance he'd be able. Joshua never faced anything so frightful or potentially despairing that God did not see him through. Isn't it encouraging to know that whatever the next step you feel the Lord calling you to, he has already gone before you and is faithful to not leave you? He will be with us throughout the entire journey, one step in front of the next. God is faithful when we walk by faith with him, just as Joshua did along with many other heroes in Scripture. We are appointed, equipped, and empowered. We don't have to take the next step alone. Rest in the assurance of his faithfulness. Through Christ, we can absolutely, unequivocally do anything God places in front of us. Grab onto the hem of his garment and find the faith to go where he leads. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that no journey ahead of us is too far out for you, that you know the plan and every step in between. Father, thank you that we have nothing to fear with you leading the way. We thank you for promising us that you go before us, giving us assurance before we take the next step. You are aware that we needed this confidence and assurance to rest before we embarked on the unfamiliar. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us examples of men and women in the Bible like Joshua that have already paved the way, proving their inadequacy, yet your mighty power. We ask you, Lord, for boldness and faith to take the next step you have for us to take. Help us to trust you more. Help us in our unbelief. We choose to believe you are able when we are not. We choose faith over fear, as fear is not from you. We thank you in advance for your provision and for your care as we boldly take next steps. Thank you for your love of every detail of our lives down to every step we take. We love you, Lord, and we trust you who has already gone before us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.